On FM, online, and on the station app. This is Jacaranda Newswatch.
Pretoria 27, Johannesburg 25, Tzaneen 26.
Slow going through Midrand on the N1 North because of the earlier multi-vehicle crash. However, we've also got slow moving traffic on multiple routes through the Crown and City West area and a Stolstonemoeder N12 East after Camaro Street.
Die KwaZulu-Natalse Departement van Samenwerkende Regering en Traditionele Sake sê rampbestuurspanne is op hoë gereedheid geplaas. Dit volg na oorstromings het 3 lewens geëis het en paaie en infrastruktuur beskadig het in Mamsantauti. Die departement se woordvoerder, Selenzwe Zmiza.
Our biggest concern though is areas that are low-lying. We are concerned that there could be disruptions. We are concerned that there could be an unnecessary loss of life. We've had incidences whereby people are crossing rivers, are crossing bridges, and we continue to urge our communities to take these warnings seriously as they do pose a serious risk to human life.
Die feestyd is in volle gang en die padverkeer bestuurskoöperasie moedig voertuigeienaars aan om hulle voertuie te herstel en lisensies te hernie. Verlede jaar tydens die feestyd het voertuigfaktore ongeveer 6,9% bygedra tot die totale noodlottige ongelukke in die land. Woordvoerder Simon Zwane.
Far too many crashes occur because of vehicles that are not roadworthy. Defects such as brakes, smooth tires, lights, wipers should be fixed as a matter of priority to prevent collisions and deadly crashes.
Een verdagte is in hegtenis geneem in Limpopo vir die skietery in Salisbury in Pretoria. 12 mense is dood en 13 is beseer toe mans met gewere op die 6de Desember by Lusisi huis ingestorm het en begin losbrand het. Polisiewoordvoerder Brenda Mordili sê die verdagte is vasgetrek met 'n ongelisensieerde wapen.
He will be appearing before the Polokwane Magistrate Court on charges of possession of unlicensed firearm and ammunition. And thereafter, he will be transferred to Gauteng to face the 12 counts of murder and 13 counts of attempted murder. The search for the two other suspects continues.
En Amerikaanse president Donald Trump het aangekondig dat hy 'n plan goedgekeur het vir die Amerikaanse vloot toelaat om 2 nuwe oorlogskepe te bou. Die sogenaamde Trump-klas USS Defiant skepe sal deel vorm van 'n opgekrapte goue vloot.
These have been under design consideration for a long time, and it started with me in my first term, because I said, why aren't we doing battleships like we used to? And these are the best in the world. They'll be the fastest, the biggest, and by far 100 times more powerful than any battleship ever built. While America has built many new warships over the years, they've tended to be smaller.
Ek is Emil Pinaar, meer nies om te hof.
100 times bigger than the big battleships from the Battle of Midway. Hey, I'm looking forward to this. Do they fly as well? Further news, you can find it at jacarandfm.com. Click on that news.